Sam and Amy.
We are Gem.
Starship and nothing's going to stop us now. Good morning, friends. Sam and Amy with you live across the East Midlands on Gem. It's 25 minutes to 9 in the sunshine. A beautiful, beautiful day. We've just heard with Stuart on the news, of course, the Camilla Parker Bowles has announced that the arrival of the new royal baby is imminent.
Mm?
In fact, that it's considered by most that Kate is now overdue. So literally at any moment this week, possibly even today, I'd lay some bets.
I would be surprised if she's already had it.
Really?
Yeah, because they've got to keep this under control, haven't they?
Well, look, I mean, the thing is with this, right, is it's obviously going to be, it's our future king of England or queen of England. And it's you know, it's going to literally stop the press. It's going to be the front page of every newspaper and every news team across the world will be covering this.
I mean, it's a defining moment. It's one of those historic moments. You'll know where you were when you heard about the royal baby. Well,
can you remember when Prince William was, when it was announced that Prince William was born?
Well, no, because I was born in the same year.
Oh, okay.
But well, I imagine other people can.
I can. I was in a bar in Kent drinking with mates.
Okay,
it's not true. I was about
7 years old.
Anyway, it's going to be a big moment. So I just thought what we should do is establish right now that when we know that the baby's been born, that I, as the leader of the show, the leader of the pack, the main presenter of this show, should announce the baby's birth.
Okay, for the start, you're not a main presenter, it's Sam and
the
Amy.
The main guy.
No, you're not the main guy. We have equal roles.
Sam
actually.
And Amy.
No, Sam and Amy. It's 50-50, always has been.
Because
so.
I'm the head honcho.
Yeah, but you can't announce.
Top of the table.
No, that's what you think in your head, and we let you believe that.
Leader of the gang.
Because of the ego.
Captain.
I don't think you're responsible enough to
head
do it.
Teacher.
You'll say something inappropriate, like, oh, Kate's other baby. Oh, I bet she'll be back in shape soon. Woof. Not appropriate. Absolutely not.
What's wrong with that?
Let's clarify one thing, okay? Clearly, I am the most sensible one on the show, probably the most intelligent as well. And let's be honest, I'm from Leicester, therefore I have the closest royal connection to the royals.
How?
Hello, Richard III, found in the car park. I'm practically royal. I was probably related to him somewhere down the line.
Right.
So I think it's only the right decision that I should officially announce the royal birth.
I mean, guys, with all due respect, I've got a 2-1 in broadcast journalism. I'm actually the only qualified journalist in the room. So if you want a heavyweight issue, I'm the man to talk to. I really should be the one announcing the royal birth. And I'm happy to take away that burden off your hands because, let's face it, I don't think you can handle the pressure.
Dave, you can barely announce small talk. You're not announcing a royal birth.
Whenever you have to do anything on the radio where you're doing most of the talking, you always gulp halfway through.
Yeah, you get really nervous and you have to write things out.
Guys.
Then your knee bounces up and down because you're nervous.
I mean, there's a reason. There's a reason it's Sam and Amy, not Sam, Amy and Dangerous Dave.
Exactly.
If we put you on the credits, then we lose credibility.
Look, Amy, you're great with your showbiz stories, Katy Perry news, brilliant. Sam,
wow.
We love hearing about your job.
Hang on, because Amy will also tell us if there's a temporary traffic light failure.
Wow.
To be fair.
Okay, don't know what you're laughing at, Dangerous Dave, with your one birthday song.
How rude.
Oh, we're getting personal. There's only one man for the job. It's the man you two both look up to and admire.
There's no way you're doing
day.
It.
You're not qualified.
You will mess it
Ladies
up.
Ladies and gentlemen, an announcement to make. Listen to the voice. Listen to the resonance, the bass. Ladies and... I said what I'm going to do.
Wow.
Let me play a song. Let me have a bit of a practice. Then I'll have a go at it, and if you're not happy, then you can have a go. Then you can have a go as well.
Oh, wow, thanks.
It's Ollie Murs, 20 to 9. Dear Ollie Murs and Dear Darling, good morning. Sam and Amy with you on Gem. It's 18 minutes to 9. If you just joined us on the show, you won't know that Camilla Parker Bowles has announced that it's imminent. The birth of the new royal baby is absolutely imminent. So we're just going around the room deciding who should announce the birth of the new royal arrival on the show. Should it be me, Amy, or Dangerous Dave? Can we just say, we're going to have a practice run now. Can we just say, if you've just joined us on the show and you don't know, this is a practice run. It's a practice run. There is no new royal baby, as far as we know, as of yet.
Don't panic.
This is a practice run.
Yeah.
Okay? So what I'd like to say at this moment is that if I get to announce the birth of the royal baby, this is kind of what you can expect.
Well, I think...
Hang on, sir.
Robin Thicke.
Robin Thicke.
That's what you'll expect. A mistake.
I am proud to announce that the bun is out of the oven. That Kate Middleton, woof, of Cambridge, is no longer up the duff, and we have a new royal baby. Welcome to Britain, Little Britain. It's kind of the thing you can expect from me.
Wow.
I've covered it all off, I think, after a pretty sterling job.
I'm not sure.
You want to have a go?
I'll have a go, yes. As a close relative of the royals, after Richard III in the car park in Leicester, it is my pleasure to announce the birth of Prince Wayne of Cambridge. At £8, 4 ounces, it was a momentous 12-hour labour with Queen Liz and Philip at the bedside throughout. Prince Harry's currently wetting the baby's head. That's all I've really got.
Hang on, be positive about what you've said.
That's
good.
That was pretty weak.
No, that sounded strong and regal. I liked it.
I mean, it was better than yours, because yours is highly inappropriate.
So it's either me, Amy, or Dangerous Dave. And Dave,
that's okay.
What would you do? You ready?
Ready.
Don't give...
Good people of the East Midlands, it has fallen to me, Dangerous Dave, BA in Broadcast Journalism, Grade 6 Jazz Clarinet, to announce the birth of our new royal baby. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the regal has landed.
They would never go with you. Why would they go with you?
I want to go with Dave's.
Can we just confirm that the royal baby hasn't yet been born?
That was
just a test. Practice.
Your choice of music was ridiculous, Dave.
Set me up.
Sam and Amy. We are Gem.